Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions of issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All of your answers will be confidential. Now, to begin, let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30327.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
1958.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
If that's the case, what is your race?
White.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Or was it your
Biden?
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered in the city.
Thank you. Now below, we have a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Is it crime, inflation and cost of living, traffic, public transportation, climate change and the environment, jobs and the economy, immigration, education, abortion access, or racism and discrimination?
Let's see, education, mm-hmm. abortion access, and the economy.
The economy, thank you. And when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The first one is the city of Atlanta.
Very satisfied.
Then we have the Atlanta region.
Somewhat satisfied.
And the last one is Georgia.
What's that?
Georgia.
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or never heard of the people or groups, just let me know. The first one is Governor Brian Kemp.
What's the lower number?
0 is very cold and unfavorable. 5 is neutral. 10 is very warm and favorable. Any number from 0 to 10. Thank you. The next one is Mayor Andre Dickens.
9.
Thank you. The next one is Uber and Lyft.
5.
And then we have the Atlanta City Council.
4.
Self-driving cars.
6.
Then we have the Atlanta Beltline.
8.
Then we have artificial intelligence companies.
5.
Then we have MARTA buses.
5.
And the last one is the Atlanta Police Department.
7.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
Only fair.
And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Thank you. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Not too familiar.
Thank you. How frequently do you use the Atlanta BitLine in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Rarely. Thank you very much. And based on what you know or what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta BitLine or a negative opinion?
Positive.
And is it very positive, somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. Now, what's the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta BitLine?
I don't know. Different?
Different. Thank you. It's valid. Now, the next question is, here we have a few statements. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with a statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. The first one is, crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses.
6.
And then we have, I trust MARTA to finish the projects they are working on.
What was the statement? Oh, I trust MARTA?
Yes, I trust
5.
MARTA.
Yeah.
Then we
5.
Have, adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
6.
The quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
5.
Then we have, a public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
4.
Then we have, I feel safe riding MARTA. MARTA.
6.
And the last one on this section is, I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
4.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. Or statement B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars.
A.
And is a statement A strongly statement A or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Now, here we have a few policies that the city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm about it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. The first one is adding more security to MARTA stops.
6.
Then we have adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
7.
Then we have expanding the streetcar system in the city.
2.
Then we have repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
6.
Then we have adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
7.
Adding light rail to the BitLine.
4.
Then we have prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
6.
And the last one for this section is incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
8.
Thank you very much. And now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Yeah, we're close to 10 minutes here.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that. Well, and how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which would place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. And based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Mixed feelings.
So we do have a scale, if that helps. We have strongly support, somewhat support, neither support nor oppose, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Neither support nor oppose.
Thank you. Then, as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan would expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit would link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support a little more than I did.
So do you strongly support it, somewhat support it?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Now, before we finish, we would like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing statement. You may use any number, once again, from 0 to 10. The first one is, the city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars crowd our city. And we need to make our roadway safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline Transit, that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone.
7.
Thank you. Then we have all world-class cities have major public transportation systems that need the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy.
6.
Thank you. And then we have Atlanta is growing very quickly and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways, which tore through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which reconnects our neighborhoods and give our children and future-proofed Atlanta that they can thrive for decades to come.
Six.
Thank you very much. Now, once again, hearing all this, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
And do you strongly support it or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, once again, before we finish, here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very concerning statement about the Beltline, 5 means that you feel it is somewhat concerning, and 0 means that it is a not at all concerning statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Now, the Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourists instead. The train's top speed is 25 miles per hour, and it will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead or Midtown. We need an actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not another Disneyland monorail that only works for out-of-towners.
6.
Thank you. Then we have the Beltline train will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries to come. As we've seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they are never torn down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans and find out what we actually want and need.
5.
Thank you. And the last one for this session is the Beltline train is a half-baked plan at best, relying on questionable design that will take years to complete, assuming it ever finishes. Let's look to the future and not the past for our solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars that can use AI to move people around more effectively.
Three.
Thank you very much. Now, for one last time, based on what you just heard and what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
And do you somewhat support or strongly support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than a year, 1 to 2 years, 3 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or 21 years or more?
21 or more.
Thank you. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else that you would like to specify?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or neither?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary?
Full-time.
Thank you. And finally, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
I'm not going to answer that.
We just need a ballpark, if you can.
This is
just for classifying purposes.
Nope. Not going to do it. Should ask that first one.
Your best estimate?
I'm not going to answer it.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
You got an option there, but would not say. They all do, right?
Well, thank you very much for your time. Well,
yeah,
we're located in Miami.
What's the company?
Opinion Research or North.
What's that? What did you say? The last word?
North. N-O-R-S.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Mm-hmm.